Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We know, according to daily reports from the state, COVID-19 cases in the Commonwealth are on the rise. But we're left wondering where the virus is contracted and how it's spreading. A new data analysis of workplace complaints by WBUR's investigative team reveals some of the businesses and gathering places on the state's radar. Some of the alleged violations include employers forcing symptomatic employees to come to work or not informing employees of positive cases in their workplace. Here to tell us more is WBUR's Shannon Dooling. Hi there, Shannon.
Hi, Bob.
So, as I understand it, WBUR's investigative team looked at complaints filed through a coronavirus hotline with the State Department of Labor Standards. First off, what are these complaints?
Right. So, these are complaints about alleged violations of COVID workplace safety standards. And they range from employees seen not wearing masks in restaurants to a bar reopening up too soon to more serious allegations like employers not telling people about coworkers testing positive or pressuring symptomatic staff to work. Now, it's important to note, Bob, these are reported anonymously. So it could be an employee, a former employee, a customer who's taken the time to file the complaint. And because of that, we mostly focused our reporting on the complaints that led to actual violations of state safety standards. And so of those, 73% of the complaints leading to violations were within just a few industries: restaurants, retailers, salons, and gyms.
Restaurants, retailers, salons, and gyms. So basically, a lot of the places that people were most eager to see reopen after the state shut them down last spring.
Right, exactly. So we ran all of this by Jody Sugarman-Brosen. She's the executive director of the Massachusetts Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health. She said the state regulations just aren't strong enough and that many employers aren't doing enough to make sure their workers are safe.
Workers have to complain to start any kind of investigation or process. Retaliation is high. We're relying on workers to protect themselves, and it's just not working.
She says it's just not working. Shannon, at the top, we mentioned some of these complaints and violations revolved around clusters of COVID cases at workplaces. What did the state data show there? And are there egregious cases?
Well, we know there were 45 examples of the state finding violations after someone filed a complaint about a potential cluster or a positive COVID case. Those included a lot of restaurants and a number of gyms. And then there's Horner Millwork in Somerset. This is a custom manufacturing company. An outbreak there began with just two positive cases back in April. Fast forward to November, and now there are more than 30 employees testing positive for COVID.
So what did the state find there, Shannon? Any violations of safety standards?
Well, we saw in a public records request the Department of Labor Standards issued a written warning to the manufacturer last month saying the company wasn't cooperating with contact tracing. Here's Peter Humphrey. He's the owner of Horner Millwork.
We originally, I'll say, resisted some because we were feeling we were doing a good job contact tracing. They convinced us that they need to do the contact tracing for people that maybe are not in our workforce, somebody's wife or child that lives with them or some friend they may have seen outside of work.
So Humphrey also said he believes the company is now up to date with sharing information with the state, but he admits they should have imposed a mandatory mask policy sooner. And that's something he said they didn't actually do until this fall.
What about employees, Shannon, in some of these industries? How are they feeling? Do they feel safe going to work? What are you hearing about that?
That's a really important question, right? I mean, we're talking about industries like the restaurant business, which is really trying to stay alive right now, and manufacturing, which in some cases is deemed essential work. So these workers have one of the most valuable perspectives in terms of compliance on safety standards. We spoke with Adam Kaczynski. He's president of the manufacturing union Local 201. He works as a milling machine operator at General Electric in Lynn. in. And Bob, he's actually home right now recovering from COVID. He's advocating for employees to have more of a say in workplace safety conditions.
They know where there's not 6 feet of distance. They know where the ventilation's bad. So the best way to deal with COVID in a manufacturing environment is to listen to people on the floor and make sure they have the resources they need and the protections they need so that they don't get in trouble for speaking up.
And again, Bob, the data we looked at only reflects complaints that people called in to report. So it's likely there are plenty of workplace safety problems going unreported as we head into the winter months.
All right. WBUR Shannon Dooling will stay on top of this. And thanks today for breaking all this down, Shannon.
You are welcome, Bob. Thanks for having me.
To see more on WBUR's investigation and to learn more about the industries most complained about in terms of COVID safety regulations, go to WBUR.org.